There you are, my love. Shh, shh, shh. No need to apologize. I know work can keep you late sometimes. Besides, it gave me a little more time to prepare. Yes, it is a special night. Kneel. Good girl. I've got you so well trained, don't I? I just say the word, and you don't even have to think. You obey. It's such a treat to watch. For example, present. My, what a pretty neck you have. You bear it so readily for me, like prey giving themselves up to the hunter. Now, tell me, is this sacrifice given freely? It is taken. In love. Absolutely sublime. Now, follow me, love. Hands and knees, over to the couch. Now, up in my arms while you recover. There you are, my pet. Lay your head on my chest. As I told you, tonight is a very special night. It's our anniversary. No, no, silly thing. You didn't forget. It's not the day that we started courting. It's the anniversary of the day that I revealed myself to you. Mm-hmm. 1 year ago. Do you remember that night? I remember it well. Such a special night. But the story really begins a few weeks before. I was out hunting, stalking my prey through a dark alley. But then she turned, and I saw that she looked so much like you. A gentle girl with soft, kind eyes, just like yours. And for barely a second, my mind asked, what if she was you? And that's when I knew that I loved you, that you really were the one. But the next question my mind asked me, what if you saw me like this? What if you knew what I truly was? I couldn't bear the thought of how you might react, so I forced myself to stop hunting. I could resist the bloodlust, I thought. For your sake, at least. Starve it out. And give us a happy, normal future. But some things, even true love, can't defeat. And the vampire's thirst is one of them. I came over to see you that night. We danced. Had a meal, watched a film, and then enjoyed each other's company, I suppose you could say. And I held you in my arms as we slept. But when I awoke in the middle of the night, all I could feel was the hunger. How badly I needed to feed. I tried to block it out, to ignore it, but it was just too strong, almost feral. But then you woke up as well, and you could tell that something was amiss. I was so afraid to tell you, but I couldn't hide it anymore. I starved myself for weeks, and so I told you my darkest secret, the one I thought would rip us apart. I remember how your eyes widened, your lip quivered, uncertain if you could even believe what I just told you. But then, that is when you did the most wonderful thing, pet. You bared your neck and told me you wished to help. That's right, dear. You found out your dearly beloved was a bloodthirsty vampire. And the first thing you did was offer yourself up as a meal. You were unconscious for almost a day after that, you know. I drained more than I meant to. But as I was nursing you back to health, I realized it wasn't just your kind heart that made you do that. You loved me too. So much, you were willing to sacrifice yourself for me. So that was the night I knew, not just that you were my dearly beloved, that you were mine. Are you feeling better, love? Very good. Then slip down my body. Push these trousers a bit. And let me feel that lovely tongue at work. Yes. Good girl. Do you remember what happened next? When you recovered, I told you everything. Yes. And you told me you still loved me. So I asked you to submit. We both knew I'd always been the leader in our dynamic. And teasing that hidden, submissive heart of yours was such a delight. But then you willingly let me feed on you. And I knew I couldn't wait any longer. Thankfully, though, you agreed. And your training began. Keep going, pet. Yes, deeper. And the next time I fed on you, I injected just the slightest dose of my venom. A full dose would have enthralled you permanently. A mindless thrall to my will. But that wasn't what I wanted for you, my love. What I gave you only made you more suggestible. I told you your commands, your positions, just how to please your master, and you were such a good learner. Yes, almost there, girl. Just a little further. Oh, yes. Such a good girl. Now, clean me up while I finish my little tale. Eventually, you didn't need the venom anymore. You were perfectly obedient. Better than I ever could have hoped for. Vampires have kept human companions before, as thralls, as pets. And really, very rarely, as something more. That's what you've become, my dear. My perfect, loving, submissive companion. And tonight, we're going to recognize it. No, my dear. It's not that night. I'm not ready to turn you quite yet. I want you to be in your prime, but still nice and young, so that you'll always look your best and feel your best. No, tonight I have something else in mind. Crawl. There's your leash, pet. Follow me. That's right. Into the bedroom. Come along. Now, up on the bed. On your back. Arms and legs spread. Good girl. Now, let's get those pesky clothes off, shall we? That lovely little body of yours. Do you know what makes it so lovely? It's mine. Now, let's get those wrists and ankles properly restrained. Perfect. Nice and tight. Now, let me undress as well. I'm going to take your collar now, love. But just for a moment. No blindfold either. I want you to see what's about to happen. Let me just light these candles here. Like I said, vampires have taken human lovers in the past. It's rare, but it's happened. And as an immortal race, commitment is something very significant to us. For a vampire and a human to commit to one another, more is required than simple words or an exchange of jewelry. There is a ritual. I want you to remember, my dear, you are mine, and I love you. This knife is my oldest possession. It has been with me since the day I was turned, so many centuries ago. I need you to hold very still for me, pet. I'm going to make a single cut on your right arm, one on your left, then one across your sternum, and then one on each thigh, right and left. Perfect. No, I know they sting, my love, but they serve a purpose. Now I have your scent, and there's still blood on the knife. All I need is a taste. are the finest predators this world has produced. You know my fangs well, human. But let me introduce you to my claws. You feel that? Like razors, aren't they? Slicing through your soft, supple, vulnerable skin like butter. Oh, yes. Look at all that blood. You bleed so well, prey. And that's all you're going to do for me tonight. Bleed. Give me your count, human. You're mine. Yes, more. Give me more of your blood, more of your essence. Fuck, what a bloody mess you are. A frightened, quivering mess. A feast for a hungry vampire. I could devour you right now, and there's nothing you can do to stop me. Look in my eyes, human. Look at me. I am darkness. I am hunger. And I am death. I am everything you fear. And now, I hold your life in my hands. So, tell me, human, is this sacrifice given freely? It is taken in love. Comfort me. Comfort me, my love. Comfort me. Give yourself to me. I'm here. I'm here, my love. I'm here. It's all right. I'm here for you. I'm here. I'm here. It's all right. You did so well for me. Come. Let me take you to the bath. We need to clean all those wounds I gave you. Come along. In you go. That was the ritual, my love. The betrothal. You see, vampires are predators, after all. And normally, we see humans as prey. And so, it seems a little counterintuitive that members of our two races should fall in love. When it does happen, however, it must be tested, proven. The idea is that if a human is brought down to the most primal state of fear, and a vampire to the height of their bloodlust, and they can demonstrate their love without succumbing to those feelings, then their bond is true. Even through all the pain, all the fear, you gave yourself to me willingly, and I, in turn, didn't make a meal of you. Here, let me join you. Your wounds will take time to heal. You will feel weak for the next few days, and the emotional drop, when it comes, will be severe. But I'll be here for you through all of it. That I promise. Because you are mine, my love. And I am yours. Always and forever. My betrothed.